The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive. Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert, Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels, combined with the wisdom of Tarot, and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to my free three-part video series. I am Radley Valentine. Now, I know we have a lot of regular followers here, and God, it is so good to see you guys. I really seriously feel like it's been forever. So it's great to see you. But we also have a lot of new people, which we love that. So if you're new, welcome to my magical little world. And so I'm going to take a second to introduce myself, which is not necessarily something I excel at, but I was told I had to, so I'm going to do it. So I am Radley Valentine. I've been with Hay House Publishing, which is now a part of Penguin Random House, since 2011. Since that time, I have authored 10 tarot and oracle card decks, published 3 books, and created a multitude of video courses. I am one of the top selling authors at Hay House, which I am so honored and privileged to be. And I've spoken in many, many countries around the world. I've got just over 2 million followers on social media, and my life is dedicated to helping people embrace the divine. So, but I think it's important to point out that I wasn't always like that. I was actually a very lonely kid that grew up in a very poor neighborhood in Knoxville, Tennessee. I started talking to angels when I was 5 years old, but I kind of grew up gay and ostracized by the community. My dad was kind of absentee and wasn't really interested in who I was because I wasn't who he wanted me to be. He didn't know what to do with me or whatever, but I was lucky. I was super smart and I excelled in school, even if I was basically sort of an outcast, but I grew up, I became a certified public accountant, that is right, and albeit an unorthodox one, and went on about my life. But angels never left me, as organized religion just sort of continued to fail me in all conceivable ways. The voices of the angels and their desire for me to be there really grew. And so I just started throwing myself into the world of metaphysics and spirituality, even while I was rooted in the world of debits and credits. And in fact, a fun bit of trivia is that my first accounting job, which I had for 10 years, was with a publishing company. So, you know what? It's like foreshadowing or something. But by the time I was in my early 40s, I knew I wouldn't be able to do accounting much longer because my heart just wasn't in it. And what I wanted more than anything was to transform my life. And I threw myself even deeper into my studies with angels and tarot and astrology and numerology and messages from the divine. And I studied with big name teachers and mentors. And then one day I just kind of got discovered. And that's where everything sort of changed for me. Now, this is where I'm supposed to say, and the rest is history. But I don't think growth stops. And sometimes it just catches you so much by surprise. And one of the biggest surprises of my life, I think, was 2023. So when we talk about dreaded 2020 and then the not much better 2021, 2022 was no picnic either, but for me, 2023 might have been one of the most challenging years of my life. But it has also sort of come to be known in my heart as one of the best years of my life, because it was hard. It was a struggle. It was painful in so many ways. But looking back, I really just sort of feel as though I was steeled by fire. And I truly believe that my life has been a constant thing of growth. But sometimes growth only comes in bits and spurts. We soar a bit and then we coast on the wind. And maybe we sort of forget to flap our wings. And so we start to drift and lose some altitude. But then we notice that we're not headed up anymore. And so we flap our wings even harder. And again, we start to soar. So I've felt like I've been in a place of growth with my own coasting and drifting for decades. But last year was different. I hated it. And yet I struggle to think of a year that maybe I'm more grateful for. Because you see, over the last year, I grew up a lot. I did. I grew up and I grew into myself. And all that stuff we hear about starting to love yourself. I mean, it's like after all this time on planet Earth, I finally think I understand what that means. I thought I knew, but I didn't. I just didn't, because I have just been a people pleaser and pretty codependent all of my life. But the metaphorical fires of 2023 somehow burned that out of me. I became strong. I became confident. I found boundaries, and I became awake to what a healthy balance in your life starts to look like. I discovered the meaning of my own self-worth, and with that came the truth of what it really means to be a child of the divine. I transformed. And, you know, I think transformation is this thing that happens not just once in your life. I don't think it does that. In fact, it's like I wish I knew the exact terminology for it, but there's an element of astrology that's really old and a little esoteric that looks at our lives sort of in a way like numerology does, where it looks at our lives as being, here's the first part, here's the second part, and here's the third part. And I can literally look at my life and go, that was the first part, that was the second part, and this is the third part. And so I think we just transform over and over again. And I think that's normal. I think maybe we're supposed to, that we're just supposed to like keep growing and learning and changing. And I literally feel like I can honestly say that I have never been happier with who I am than I am right now. I've never been in a place where I felt like I like me. I'm proud of me. And so this has made me like obsessed with transformation, with people transforming their lives into something powerful and managed and magical. I'm just like really into being empowered. I've just become the spokesperson for boundaries. I want to show you what self-love looks like, not the cliche, but the real thing. Two nights ago, I had this dream. I dreamt that I was a shoe salesman. And so, you know, and it's like, I know for some of you that might not seem weird, because some of you who know me know that I've got this like reputation for sparkly shoes and all this stuff. But for me, when I woke up from the dream, because it was like I woke up at like 3 a.m. or something, there was probably a dog involved, but I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I'm like thinking to myself, why was I a shoe salesman? Why was I a shoe salesman? But then as I thought about it, I was like, wait a minute, this is sort of a metaphor, because the way we get from here to there is our feet. Most of us, we walk, most of us, not all of us, but most of us, we walk. That's how we get from here to there. And what are shoes? Shoes are protection for our feet, right? It's protection. It's how we get from here to there. But it's also, for a lot of people, shoes like clothes or jewelry or whatever are these personifications of our uniqueness, of how we're different, how we're unique. You know, the person that buys a pair of shoes and bedazzles them, or the person that's like really into Uggs, or the person that's really into stiletto heels. I mean, it's like it becomes a part of our persona. And so when I thought about it, once I woke up, I was like, okay, wait a minute, maybe I get this. Maybe I do. Maybe I get it, because it's like, I'm a shoe salesman, and it's like, I want to help people feel protected on their path, but also to be feeling like they are themselves. Because, and you know, I want to say, in a way, I want to say that I feel more like myself than I have felt in 10 years. I feel like I lost myself. And I've refound myself, but I also feel in a way like I've never been this person before too. It's both. I think that that's part of what I want to do with you. I want to help you to find your metaphorical shoes and put them on so that you can find the uniqueness of you and start to develop that. I think everybody wants to change their life in one way or another. I mean, and I know a lot, I'm sure that there are people out there like, I wouldn't change a thing. And yet, if I offered you a miracle in a bottle, would you take it? I'm looking for the head shaking here, the nods, right? You would take it. Because when you think about it, it's like, oh, a miracle. Oh, right. So, I mean, is there anybody really at some core level that doesn't want to change their lives in some way? And the truth is, you really can change your life if you really want to. But how? What is the roadmap to change? So here are 5 agreements that I feel you have to make with yourself to really change. 5 of them, okay? So number 1, embracing growth and evolution. Embracing it. I like change, but I know I'm weird, so I'll go with that. But it's like, people are really afraid of change. A lot of people are afraid of change. And you cannot be in a place where you are not willing to evolve, to change, to go to the next place. You can't do it. You need to be in a space where you are going to welcome it and have faith about it, to allow it to come into your life. Number 2, breaking free from limiting patterns. So whatever you're doing to get in your own way, stop it. You have to stop it now. You absolutely have to. It's like whatever those things are that keep you locked in the same patterns, in the same routines, in the same sort of experience, in the same stories. I was really into stories last year. I'm still really into stories. The stories that we tell ourselves, whatever those things are, we have to break those patterns. We have to find a way out of it. And that means being awake to them. Number 3, cultivating authenticity and self-expression. Knowing yourself is so critical. And sometimes we need to know ourselves through other people. We need other people to like mirror for us. But it also requires a certain like, you know, examination of the soul, a certain examination of the real world, a certain examination of our place in it. And who are we when we are alone? Who are you when nobody else is exerting any kind of energy or effort or any kind of expectations from you? Who are you then? And if you find in your life that you still don't know who you are because you are so completely locked into the definition of self based on other people and what they expect you to be, then we're right back to number two, breaking free from limiting patterns. Number four, pursuing passion and purpose. Pursuing passion and purpose. Where is your heart leading you? What matters to you? What is the greatest thing that you can think of? You know, when we think about life purpose, we very often think about, oh, I should be an accountant. Well, or I should be an author, or I should be a speaker, or I should be an artist, or I should be whatever it is that is out there for you of the shoulds. But it's, I think that part of it too is, what is the purpose of your incarnation? Not just your purpose for an incarnation for how you affect the outer world, but what is the purpose of your incarnation as it affects your inner world? What does that look like? What lesson might you be trying to learn from patterns that are past life that go way back into other realities, other existences? And how are those affecting you in this day and age, in this moment? What is it that is happening for you? And number five, embracing resilience and adaptability. Resilience and adaptability. So even within change, because number one is embracing growth and an evolution, but even within that change, there can be change. We can find through our exploration of our conversations with our angels or through our journey through tarot or our decisions to try to manifest things that our path isn't right. And so we might need to make changes, and we have to be able to embrace those. We have to be adaptable. We have to be in this space where we look at things and go, I have faith that I'm being asked to look at things in a way that is different than the way I envisioned it, because there must be a reason. And resilience talks about being determined, not being dissuaded, to stick to it, to stay the course. Now, those of you who've taken angel numerology classes with me, you know that five is change. And what we have here, we have five agreements for change. Again, embracing growth and evolution, being willing to change, breaking free from limiting patterns, whatever you're doing to get in your own way, stop it. Cultivating authenticity and self-expression, knowing yourself. Pursuing passion and purpose. Where is your heart leading you? And number five, embracing resilience and adaptability. Sticking with what you want, but being willing to change your plans. Now, you're probably going to need a little bit of help with this. And so let's talk about angels. I'd like to start where I started. So for those of you who are newbies to this concept, angels are messengers from God, the divine, source, universe. You can pick your word. I don't care. But they are unlike humans because they don't have egos. Okay, so you can't make them mad. You can't hurt their feelings. You can't drive them away. You can't frustrate them. They may feel concerned for what's going on in your life. Maybe you're off path, but you can't in any way disappoint them. It isn't possible. They are like the ultimate gift from the divine. It's someone to continuously and effortlessly watch over and selflessly love us. Now, there are all kinds of angels. There are guardian angels who are dedicated solely and 100% to you. They're from your birth till your death, they're yours. Okay. There are also archangels who are sort of dedicated to mankind, but are available to you on a personal level whenever you need their help. And both of those kinds of angels are a magical resource that is dedicated to you that very likely most of you are either not using to its fullest, or maybe you're not using at all. Maybe this is all new to you. Because angels help us through for transformation through guidance and protection. They help us in times of uncertainty and distress. And they also have the ability to help us to heal physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, whatever ways in which we want to try to heal. So how do we bring the great winged wonders into our lives? Well, first, you are going to have to make some space and time available. Regular time and space. Now, I'm not talking about multiple hours a day, though if you've got that kind of free time, I mean, go for it. Yeah, it will not hurt you. But you are going to have to at least set aside some time to find a peaceful and meaningful place to make the connections. And you need to do it every day. And you need to remember, this is something I think that people forget. And I think people forget this in the concept of prayer in the general sense, is that communication is a two-way street. Okay, it's a two-way street. Lots of people talk and talk and talk to their angels, but they don't listen. Okay, we just get up and we say, "Dear Archangel Michael, please bless and protect my space, north, south, east, and west, above and below, in front, you know, in front and back. Please make sure that please sever my energetic connections to all things, all ways, and all directions of time for things that lead to frustration and anxiety and blah 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 blah." Okay, it's like you can tell that's part of my prayer, right? I have a whole prayer. If I just do the prayer one way, then what am I doing? I am just preaching at my angels. I am just like delivering a sermon and not listening back at all. We issue these requests with like fervor and precision, but don't listen to the responses or the guidance. Think of it this way. Angels are not short order cooks. Okay? They're not. You don't like walk up to your angels and say, "I'll have a number five. Okay. I want a new love life over easy with a side of passion and a cup of happiness, please." You know, it's not like that. Okay. It's in that analogy, you need to remember that you are the cook. Okay. You are the cook. Your angels are the cooking teacher. They're the sous chef, or the cookbook. Okay. But there has to be communication. So, like I said, you need space and you need time. One of the things that I think that you also have to think about when you're doing transformation is being very clear about what it is you want to transform. Okay? So the question becomes, what is it about your life that you dislike and you know you want to change? It's not a how, okay? It's just, I hate this part of my life and I want it to change. I'm done with it. I can't do it anymore. I hate it. I'm going to change it. And then you might think about things that are missing from your life that you would like to bring in that you feel like would bring you happiness. And then there's the things in your life that you do not want to change, okay? So there's the old that we want out, the new that we want in, and the stuff that is here that we want to stay. It's a triangle. Okay? It's a triangle. And so getting clear on that is also super important. Now, in order to get messages back from your angels, it is very important that you be in this place of awakeness. You have to snap out of it. You have to be awake. And by when I say awake, I mean you have to be in this space where it's like, oh, I'm thinking about this job that I hate and I want to get free of it. And coming onto the radio now is Wilson Phillips's "Release Me." Okay? Okay. That's a message, but not if you didn't get it. Not if you're just going, "Release me," and you're not really thinking about, oh, wait, there's a connection here. There's a connection here. So you've got to wake up. You have to tune into life, okay? And you'll need to sort of make some introductions. So I have some more stuff I want to talk about about angels specifically. But what I want to do now is do a little meditation, okay? I want to do a little meditation because I want to do a meditation about being awake, okay? About being awake. So we're going to start with some music. So close your eyes. And I want you to breathe in and out at your own rate. Just take a few breaths in and a few breaths out at your own pace. And I want you to stop for a moment and envision yourself in whatever space of nature is your favorite. You might find yourself at the seashore. You might find yourself in a forest. Maybe it's a green meadow that stretches as far as the eye can see. Maybe it's the desert at night. The mountains. High up high where you can see is forever. But wherever it is that feels to you like that place in nature where you can take a breath and release everything, where you can be like, oh. Beck, let's do that together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. So we're in this place, and this is where we start to wake up. And so we open our ears. What do we hear? What is it that we are hearing right now? What do we hear? Birds singing? Do we hear rustling of leaves? The sound of the seashore. What do you hear? Tune into that. Now I want you to think about, what do you smell? Breathe in and out. What do you smell? Is it the salt of the sea? The smells of the forest? In your mind's eye, what do you see? Is there movement? Are there other creatures around you? Animals, dolphins, just the rustling of the leaves. What do you see? I want you to feel, what emotions are you experiencing? Do you feel at peace? Do you feel worried? Are you aware of other presences around you? Could they be angels? Are you awake to the presence of angels around you? And it's okay if you aren't. This isn't a test. This is a first try for many and a reintroduction to others. What are you aware of? Are you aware of merely the sense of a feeling of love? Do you hear murmurs and whispers of angelic loving guidance? What do you notice? Is it just one presence? Is it two or three? Become accustomed to this experience. Become accustomed to being awake, smelling the smells, to seeing the sights, to hearing the sounds, to feeling the presence of angels. Allow that to be a part of you. And so now we start to return our attention to the space that we are sitting physically in, to the illusion of this reality, to the experience of humanness. So you may pat your feet or touch your hands together, but your focus starts to become back to the awareness of the here, the now, and in this moment. Right? When you are ready, you can open your eyes. As we sort of start to come back in here, I want to just say hello to the people that are Facebook streaming out there. If you are enjoying this on my Facebook page and you don't want to miss this because there's more classes, we're not done with this class, but you can go to radleyvalentine.com/magic and sign up so that you don't miss the next two or three classes. And those of you that are watching on Zoom, you don't want to go away yet, okay? Because we're going to finish class and then I'm going to do readings for those of you who showed up live. So stick around. So what I wanted to talk about next is three archangels that I think are particularly of assistance when it comes to transformation. Okay, so let's start with the big blue guy. Let's start with Michael. And there's several reasons why I like Michael for transformation. First of all, his name means he who is like God. And Michael is this archangel that is said to have a sword of light. And like I was talking about earlier in those five agreements, one of the things that's really important in order to transform your life is to sever your energetic connections to the things that are holding you back, to allow you to feel free, to allow you to feel this sense of, oh my God, I am no longer trapped by this. Now, I wish for all of us that this was a one and done kind of thing that happens, but unfortunately, it is not a one and done. Okay, because these energetic connections, I call them that. My dear friend Denise Lynn calls them energy strands. Other people call them cords. But it's like these little things like have a tendency to we sever the energetic connections and then they reattach, they grow back. And part of that is habit. It's habit. You know, it is this thing of, I've just gotten used to doing this and used to doing this and used to doing this. And I'm used to energetically connecting to this person over here or that person over there or my spouse or my child or whoever it is. And I don't even know how to function anymore. And so we need Michael to sever our energetic connections to these things from the past. But Michael is also the archangel of life purpose, okay? And that's really important. So that goes back to that whole concept of our purpose and our passion, of course, but also me reminding you once again that this is not just about career. This is not just about what I do in the physical world to help the world or not, but what I am outwardly doing. It is what I am inwardly doing. It is, what am I trying to create for myself? What am I trying to establish for myself? What is my life purpose on a metaphysical, spiritual, deep soul level? And how does that fit into the way that I am incarnating in this moment? And where do I need to go next? Next up is Uriel, the big gold guy. Okay, so I love Uriel. Everybody knows I love Uriel. It's I try not to call him my favorite archangel anymore because I'm so in love with Michael and I'm so in love with so many of them that it's just no longer a thing. It's like saying I have a favorite dog. I don't. And I don't have a favorite child or whatever. I just don't. But Uriel is amazing. He's very much an unsung hero in my personal opinion. Uriel is this archangel that helps us transform our lives. So you can see why we would want to go there, because he's the archangel of epiphany. He is the archangel of brilliant ideas, new ideas, wonderful concepts, these amazing epiphanies that help us to do the emotional healing that we need to do. We got Raphael for physical healing, but Uriel can really help us with the emotional parts. It's real easy for me to look at 2023 and go, Uriel's hand was all over that. Okay. In fact, all three of the archangels that I'm talking about right now, I can see their hands all over it. Oh, wow. And actually, wow. I'll talk about that in a minute. But here we have Uriel that allows us to like have these brilliant ideas, allows us to do the inner work that we need to do. And that leads us towards the life transformation that we need to do. So think of this blue and gold, this Michael and this Uriel, the freeing us to do the work and healing us to do the work. And then we have Archangel Ariel. Okay, so Ariel is the lioness of God. Oh, I'm sure they said Uriel is the fire or light of God. Ariel is the lioness of God, and she's the archangel of nature. Okay, so she's nature and she's animals and all that kind of stuff. But when you think about the world, when you think about our reality, our stuff comes from nature, right? It's like, you know, paper is from trees and clothes is from, well, who knows what this little blend is. It's hard to say what that is, but it still came some way, somewhere down the line from nature. Nobody just snapped their fingers and created something out of thin air to make this shirt out of, right? Everything comes from nature. And so this ergo leads to the concept that Ariel is the archangel of manifestation, of abundance, of prosperity, and whatever way in which you want to bring her into your life, that's what Ariel is for. She is abundance and prosperity. And so we need abundance and prosperity in order to feel safe. No matter what it is that we're trying to manifest, we could be trying to manifest, you know, basic B flat vanilla money stuff, or maybe we're trying to manifest opportunities, or we're trying to manifest stuff in our life that we want. We need a new car, or we whatever we need. So we're trying to manifest this stuff. And so she comes in a pale pink. So you're basically thinking about blue and gold in a swirl of pale pink. Okay. These three archangels helping you to work with those five agreements to help you to get on a path of transformation. Now, when we are working with angels, there's a lot of different ways. I love journaling. I always talk about that. You know, basically, it's almost like writing a letter to your angels and letting your angels write a letter back to you. So getting into this little journaling thing through strangers is so amazing. All right. Meeting and getting messages from your angels through strangers. Have you ever been thinking about a problem in your life or thinking about something that has you unnerved or concerned or something you want, and you get into the grocery line at Albertsons and the person in front of you happens to be talking to their friend about the same thing? Right? This is a message from strangers. I have students sometimes that will text me or post something in my Facebook groups and say, I had this dream and I have no earthly idea what it's about, but I'm like going, oh no, that was for me. Thanks. I got it. I like to believe firmly that the universe and the divine is powerful enough and amazing enough and magical enough that it's also for them. But it was definitely for me too. Definitely for me. Through music, we talked about Release Me by Wilson Phillips. That's on my mind because it was in the car when I was driving this morning. So it's like stuck in my head. One of the annoying things about my life is that I get songs in my head and they will not leave. It drives me insane. So that's been in my head all day long. But any song, it could be Calling All Angels, it could be whatever it is that comes up on your radio, and it's a message for you. It could be different smells or sounds or sights that you see. It could be different temperatures. Think about where light refracts, where you're like sitting in a room and this light beam comes in and you happen to look over. One of my little girls, her name is Riley. Riley is a sunbeam magnet. She can find the light no matter what. She will find it. Light beams will just come down and there she is. And so as light beams come down, they hit Riley right in the face. And I'm looking at her and going, this is a message of unconditional love. Where did the light ray go? Where did it lead your eyes? Meditation, sudden epiphanies that just come out of nowhere. Big ones are symbols and signs like feathers and pennies and things along those nature. Noticing a thought in your sleeping dreams where you're a shoe salesman, sounds you thought you heard, but can't find any kind of evidence for anywhere. All of these things are messages from your angels. All of these are ways, if you are awake, remember the meditation. If you are awake, these things can guide you in so many ways. In so many ways. Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions.
Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart. Hey, everybody, it is Radley here with your angelic weather report for March 17th through the 23rd of 2024. As you can see, we're still working with Animal Guides Tarot Cards, my deck that came out this month. So we're going to start with the angelic weather report, which these days is four cards pulled from the Animal Guides Tarot Cards. And those four cards give us a sense of the energy that's going on this particular week that we're going to be working with. Now, also, besides those four cards, we are pulling four cards from Angel Wisdom Tarot cards. And the reason for that is because this card deck has archangels in it. And I want to give you an archangel that you will be working with for the energy for each particular card. So let's go ahead and take a peek at the cards. Here we have the four cards from Animal Guides Tarot cards, and the four cards behind us supporting the archangel that is, in essence, supporting the energy that we are going to be experiencing. And so card number one is Two of Air, and it is ruled by Dachshunds. And there are long-haired Dachshunds and there are short-haired Dachshunds. And so this card says, procrastination and worrying, what others will think are blocking you from making a decision. If you're torn between your own desires and someone else's, follow your own inner guidance. So very often with the energy of this particular card, what we're experiencing is this sense of, I can't make up my mind because do I make myself happy? Do I make somebody else happy? So many of us in our little community are very much people pleasers and very interested in doing what will make other people happy instead of what is going to make ourselves happy. Now, Dachshunds represent that energy because, like I said, there's long-haired and there's short-haired. So which is it going to be? I mean, in either case, they're sweet dogs. They're known for being energetic and devoted, but also a tiny bit stubborn. Because of this, they can alert you that you're taking too long to make a choice that's before you, or can represent a great opportunity that you could slip by due to indecision or over-analysis. So who's helping us with this week? Well, Archangel Gabriel, that makes perfect sense. Gabriel is the archangel of creativity, of communication, and of motivation. And so with Gabriel, we have this opportunity to have this archangel that can help motivate us to make a decision, to move forward, to see what it is that we're wanting to accomplish and help us to be able to be creative in our solutions and communicate them in a way in which they can be heard, understood, and accepted without any kinds of energy that we don't really want to deal with. So let's go back to the cards. And so here we have card number two. Card number two is Awakening. Now, we have seen this card a lot in the month of March and even back in February. The card is ruled by Giraffe. And in traditional tarot, this is the Hanged Man. You'll notice that the giraffe has turned itself up, is looking down from its high perch at us. And so the card says, look at things in a different way and all will make sense. Don't worry if your progress is halted temporarily. Things will soon start moving again. Things will start moving again. Giraffes, as the tallest land animal, they are very unique creatures, and they encourage you to show the world that you are also one of a kind. Your weirdness is what makes you amazing, and so you should revel in that. Now, the most obvious characteristics of giraffes is their long necks. They can see above other animals and therefore have a long view that others don't have. This ability to see what others are missing may inspire you to provide compassion and charity for those in need. Now, let's see who's helping us with that energy. Oh, it is Archangel Azrael. Azrael. So Azrael is the archangel that helps us to get better from things that we're in sorrow, or helps us to release things that are not that we shouldn't be holding on to. And so Azrael, he helps us to heal, helps us to release, helps us to move forward. And so that's a great archangel to help us with whatever awakening that we are experiencing and whatever it is that we are trying to move forward on. So what's our next card? Well, I don't know. Let's see. The next card is Knight of Air. It is ruled by the Thoroughbred Horse. Now, this is Knight of Swords in traditional tarot. It is the fastest moving energy in all of tarot. It says, get ready for progress to speed up. This situation requires you to choose logic and intellect over emotion and make your decisions quickly. And so the Thoroughbred Horse are known for their swiftness, their stamina, their agility and willingness to go the extra mile. They can run at speeds of up to 55 miles per hour, which I love. 55, right? That's 5-5. So what is that? That's change, doubled to create a 10, which is a 1, which is new energy and making our wishes come true. And So they're extremely intelligent and they forge a psychic connection with the people they work with on a regular basis. Now, this is one of the reasons why they're a symbol for victory and success. So who are we working with for that particular card? Well, here we have more horses. How perfect is that? We're working with Archangel Metatron. Now, Archangel Metatron comes in a swirl of violet and green. And Metatron is this archangel that helps us with several things. Focus, grounding, time warping, and is known to be the archangel that looks after very sensitive people, in particular children. So if we're in a space where we have gone from what felt like a standstill to suddenly we're moving very quickly, that's an amazing kind of energy, and we love that. But Metatron can help us to stay grounded and focused in that particular energy so we don't have this sense of anxiety and panic about what's happening. So let's see what our last card is. Our last card is Knight of Fire, and is ruled by Gazelle. So Knight of Fire talks about how you've worked hard and what you've created is impressive and worthy of protecting. Annoying challenges might come up, but don't worry, you'll get through them. You just as you have in the past. And so gazelles are incredibly graceful animals with the ability to escape danger by moving in a fast and unpredictable manner. They evade predators by running in a zigzag pattern rather than a straight line, thereby confusing whatever is chasing them. Gazelles therefore signal the need to be flexible and alert. They have the ability to leap straight up into the air to see over tall grasses, so they can represent your ability to assess a situation and then act quickly. They can also suggest environmentalism and people who are interested in protecting the earth and all its inhabitants by helping others to see the truth. So this is really where we've built something, we're proud of it. We may feel like it isn't safe or not protected, and we need to protect it. And we can do that with angelic assistance from perfection. We have Archangel Raguel. Raguel comes in pale blue. And Raguel is this archangel that helps us to find the right people to help us in anything, to create cooperation among people, to create compromise amongst people, to help us to bring harmony to relationships that are in discord, and is therefore somewhat associated with justice along with Archangel Michael. So it's a great archangel and fits really, really well with this message. So let's have one more look at this. So where are we again? We are in this place where having some difficulty making the decision, things feel like they're not moving, but then they suddenly seem like they start to move really, really quickly, creating a sense of maybe a little bit of anxiety that we need to be careful about our choices and to stand up for ourselves when that is the right thing to do. All right, so I am now going to take these cards and I'm going to move them away, because the next aspect of this is your personal reading. This is us getting you a message about something that you personally care about. So I'm taking the whole deck, I'm taking those four cards, putting them back in the deck so that we can, just in case they can come back. And I want you to think about a question, something that you personally would like a reading on. What would you like the answer to a question if I was sitting in front of you pulling cards for you? So think about, what is that question? What is that question? And so, all right. So the cards are all shuffled. We're all ready to go. So what I want you to do is I want you to, now that you have that question in your head, I want you to think about, do you feel like your answer comes from card number one? Do you feel like your answer comes from card number two? Is your answer hiding behind card number three? Or is the answer to your question card number four? So one, two, three, four. If you chose card one, so it's Eight of Fire, it's bees, it's like talking about energy that's moving very, very fast, lots and lots and lots of things going on. Very often this can be lots of positive things, and we like that. Even if it doesn't feel positive, try to remember that there are elements to what you are working on that have great productivity and will help you to get where you want to go, even if there's a little bit of anxiety because there's too much energy buzzing around you. Card number two is Eight of Air. This is Bunting's. And so this is a card that talks about where we feel trapped, but we really, really aren't. We are not trapped. And so do not look at your situation and be and feel in this space of, oh my gosh, I can't get free. Look, the cage door is open. Fly. Card number three, if that was your answer, it's King of Fire. It's Katanga Lion. And it says, now your moment's to step up into a leadership role. Don't back down from the spotlight, as your plans will be successful as long as you stay focused on the big picture. So that whole energy of be the leader, be strong, go for what you want. And if your answer, if your card was number four, that's awesome. It's Bluebird, the Bluebird of happiness. It's the sun. It's success. It's all your plans working out and bringing you happiness, you getting the recognition you need. So we've really got two cards here side by side talking about recognition. So that's super cool. So that is our angelic weather report for the week. I'll keep in mind that the doors are open to my magical membership group. I'm very excited about it this year. This is our third year. We're going to be doing some really exciting things about recommitting to yourself, putting yourself in a space where you can work with archangels and tarot in order to be able to create the life of your dreams. You can find out more about that by going to radleyvalentine.com/membership. We have had tons of people sign up for it, and it's going to be a great group, so check it out. Again, this is your angelic weather report for March 17th through the 23rd of 2024. See you again next week.
You've been listening to the Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit radleyvalentine.com/podcast.
We spend a third of our lives sleeping and dreaming, yet most of us have no idea what goes on during that time. I'm Kelly Sullivan Walden, and as a dream expert and best-selling author, I'm here to empower you to mine the gold from your nighttime dreams. Join me on the Kelly Sullivan Walden Show, part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network, available wherever you get your podcasts. Until we meet again, don't take your dreams lying down.